Here's a thought about print metadata. I'm assuming that you all know about metadata. That's that information in the digital file that tells you about the digital file, but not about the content. So that's where we can find all kinds of information about a digital image, like the f-stop and shutter speed and ISO that was used, the lens and the camera that was used, and we can even input some of our own metadata, locations, other thoughts that we have, because there's comment fields. The metadata is incredibly useful. And one of the things that the metadata does in a digital file is it provides us photographers a way to indicate our copyright intentions. I'm still amazed, by the way, how many submissions I get to LensWork where no copyright information is indicated on the digital file whatsoever. It's so easy to do, particularly in cataloging programs like Lightroom and others, to add a copyright data information, not only that reserves all of your rights, but indicates all the legal necessities should you ever need them. So why not put copyright metadata in your digital files? Okay, all well and good, but what about your prints? How do we encapsulate in our print information like location and date and year and copyright information and which publication rights are reserved, which isn't always all rights reserved. Sometimes there are specific rights you agree to allow. But print metadata doesn't exist anywhere in the print. It's not like the digital file where we can actually embed all the metadata in the digital file. Matter of fact, our cameras do that whether we want to or not. But when it comes to printing, there's really no space for any of that. So for the longest time, I would include all of that in the very bottom edge of the paper that I was printing on. I had a little space on the left where I could divulge the important dates, when I clicked the shutter, when I did the creative work, when I made the print, any edition numbering or things like that. And on the far right-hand side of the paper, I would always include the copyright specifics and, of course, contact information should anybody want to get a hold of me. And my assumption is that that information printed on the surface of the paper would be covered up by mat board in a typical and standard method when a print is framed. This, by the way, is one of the reasons why when I do matting, I use photo corners to affix the print to the mat board rather than dry mount tissue or something, because that way the surface of the print can be fully divulged by simply popping it out of the photo corners. And should anybody ever want to, they probably won't ever, but what the heck, should anybody ever want to, they can find out all of that print metadata on the surface of the print. But there's a better way that's emerged here in recent years because of two-sided printing paper. I use two-sided printing paper for all of my chapbooks, obviously, because I have to print content on both sides of the sheet of paper. And it dawned on me, why not use the backside to include, in a print made of paper, why not put all the metadata that I want to capture on the backside of the print? So again, that's where I can put personal information, dates, copyright information, anything else I might want to have affixed to the print, but not necessarily important to be shown when matted and framed and hanging on the wall. Provenance information is the reason to do something on the back of the piece of paper that holds your photographic image. But what if you don't use two-sided paper? You can still print on the backside. I wouldn't print an image on the backside of single-sided paper because it won't reproduce the colors or the accuracy of fidelity of tones at all. But it will allow printing of text data, which is what the provenance and copyright information is anyway. And the only reason I can think of to not put that kind of information on the backside of single-sided prints is because you have to run the paper through the printer twice. Big deal. You run it through the first time and print all the provenance and copyright information on the backside, then flip the paper over and print your photographic image on the quote-unquote correct side of the paper where it will create the image with fidelity. That works, by the way, even with glossy paper. The backside may not be glossy, but again, you don't care if you use that backside for just some text information that provides the metadata in a print. So if your means of production are digital, The metadata is encapsulated in the digital file, but for those of you making prints, and most of us probably are, we now have a way to easily include all of the provenance and copyright data on the backside of the paper, where it's easily accessible as long as you don't dry mount your prints to the mat board. I've tried this with a number of different papers, glossy and matte, and it works perfectly well no matter what paper I've used. So, there you go, a way to include print metadata on your physical prints.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.